You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I want to talk about big things happening to Jack Abbott this week that have him swirling the drain, and why Diane is going to rage at Nikki and blame her, and we could get an even bigger Abbott-Newman rift when they've all been playing so nicely lately. We're going to unpack this, but if you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. So this week on Young and the Restless, Jack caves in and does a very, very bad thing, a thing so bad, his wife Diane is going to lose it, blame Nikki, and Victor may actually agree that, you know, letting Nikki rely on Jack is to blame. So Victor and Diane may have a meeting of the minds on this and the fact that they think that Nikki and Jack should not be in each other's orbit at all anymore, possibly ever again. So if you don't remember, Victor didn't want Nikki relying on Jack for a lot of reasons. You know, they were past spouses, past lovers, and both past addicts. They weren't really to blame for each other's addictions or heavily involved in the triggers that started either of their addictions, but still, there's just a lot of emotional baggage there. Diane even said that she worried Jack being a sober coach to Nikki was a bad idea because it could trigger his own addiction. And his answer was, oh no, we're friends and alcohol isn't my addiction. Okay, it is true that Jack and Nikki have different addictions, him with pills, hers with booze, but addicts can still trigger each other. But at the same time, sponsors and sober coaches are all former addicts. That is true. But what they usually are not is ex-lovers and ex-spouses. That right there is a red flag. So it has been, if you don't remember, about 12 years since Jack Abbott spiraled into an oxycodone addiction. That was back in 2012 after back surgery. If you don't recall, Jack was shot by crazy Patty Williams, who he has been married to before and we haven't seen in a while. Stacey Heidick played the role. She is over on Days of Our Lives now playing Kristen DiMera, which is interesting because she took over the role from Eileen Davidson, who plays Ashley. So Kristen, Stacey, as you know, was phenomenal. She was great as Patty Williams and she, you know, loved Jack to a crazy extent. And so later he had surgery to take out the bullet that had stayed in there after he had recovered from paralysis. So he had surgery a good time after he was shot and temporarily paralyzed. And he did come out post-op with legitimate pain and a prescription for oxycodone, but he began taking too many of the pills, becoming reliant on them. Then his doctor wouldn't renew the prescription, of course, so he turned to a drug dealer. And it got bad. Jack took pills with booze and would pass out. It was really more about the pills than the booze, but he would like wake up in his car, like, oh, how did this happen? Stuff like that. And guess what? So if you haven't already seen Thursday's episode, that's exactly what goes down this week on Young and the Restless. Jack has had so much stress in his life. Let's be real. Nikki being pushed off the wagon by Jordan Howard has been very hard for Jack because of his own addictions. And, you know, he was a good friend to Neil Winters throughout his addiction struggles. So Jack has been there for several people's sobriety struggles and Nikki in the past. But this horrible thing that was done to Nikki, where she didn't lose her own sobriety, someone took it from her. Her granddaughter, Claire, hooked her up to that vodka IV on the orders of her crazy great aunt, Jordan. But still, you know, that really bothers Jack. He really feels empathetic towards Nikki. So being her sober coach has been a big source of stress, especially because she kept asking him to lie to Victor. And so that was more stress on him. Then he has stress of Kyle versus Diane. Diane was trying to get him to give Kyle Billy's job, and he said no. And then when Billy left, she tried again, and instead Jack put her in the co-CEO job. And since then, Kyle has been a pain in her butt. According to Kyle, she's not equipped to do the job. According to her, he's butting in where he's not needed. The bottom line is both of them are pulling at Jack. We have Ashley Abbott unraveling. I mean, Jack's having to deal with his sister literally being another person. Every time she walks in the room, he wants her to get help. She's avoiding therapy. They had to call this friend in from France. Tracy's wound up in it. All that's very stressful for him. And then his grandson Harrison gets kidnapped by Crazy Jordan. So to say that Jack is frazzled and stressed out and, you know, is an understatement. So he just snapped during this big showdown on Thursday with Nikki at the hotel room she had trashed when he tried to get her to eat, tried to get her to drink coffee. And she was fighting him, grabbing the bottle of vodka, telling him to go away, let her drink herself into oblivion. And he finally lost it and said, great, let's hit bottom together, called the drug dealer, got some pills. He downed them with vodka and then he passed out, which is exactly something that happened to him in the past. So, of course, Nikki Newman is horrified that she tipped Jack past the point of no return into addiction. And I mean, if we're being fair, maybe Jack would have turned to pills on his own because of all the stress, but I didn't see any signs of that. But with the fit that Nikki pitched and how she was behaving and how she was rejecting help, that really triggered him. And so obviously Jack's wife, Diane, is going to be furious. She and Nikki are not friends. Nikki hates her for trying to set her up for her faked murder years and years ago. They have finally been passing polite to each other, but, you know, not ladies at lunch or anything. And I think any chance of that is about to explode. I mean, Jack's addiction back in the day made him a real asshat. And he treated Neil and Billy and Kyle and Adam and Phyllis and a whole bunch of other people like garbage. Addict Jack is not a nice guy. And he has, you know, almost run his business under while he was stuck in addiction. And he pretty much hit bottom at the point back in the day when he woke up with a dead hooker in his room, a hooker who actually turned out to be like a congressman's daughter, if I recall correctly. Hopefully that's not going to happen again. Adam cleaned up that mess. So back in the day, if you don't remember when he detoxed, Phyllis helped him with that. They went to the Abbott cabin. I wonder if she's going to be involved this time. I doubt it. I think Diane would freak if Phyllis tried to step in when Nikki, another ex of his, has already triggered his addiction. Surely by Friday, Nikki's going to have to call for help, or really help may arrive on its own because Jack answered Victor's call on Nikki's phone and was being very sassy and provocative with him. So I have a feeling that Victor is going to show up. Hopefully he'll get Jack home, but Diane is going to lose it. She is going to crack down about Nikki. She's going to, I'm expecting to tell Jack he can't be around her because she has triggered his fall off sobriety and she just can't deal with it. I think Diane is going to absolutely blame Nikki, but at the same time, I suspect Nikki is going to blame herself also. So this is something she and Diane can probably agree on. We have got right now three mental health stories. We've got Connor, we've got Chelsea, and a little bit of Adam in there too, and Ashley. And now we've got two addiction stories, Nikki and Jack. How many more storylines are we going to have multiples of before Josh Griffith is done? So what do you guys think? Are Jack and Nikki both going to be sent to rehab? You know, Nikki was doing her best, Amy Winehouse, telling Jack no, no, no to rehab. But of course, it didn't work out well for Amy Winehouse either. Maybe Nikki will reconsider. Victor needs to get Nikki off to rehab, but I have a feeling things might get worse. We'll see. With Jack, I just hope he doesn't spiral deeper into addiction. I hope this is a one-off and Diane will, you know, do whatever to get these pills out of his system. Hopefully he doesn't wind up like at the ER in a coma, something awful like that, and she can keep a close eye on him. But when addicts fall off the wagon, a lot of times it's just the start of a spiral. So I just wonder if all this is going to make Nikki and Diane hate each other more, and if that is an ongoing source of Jack that could actually, in a catch-22, lead him deeper into into addiction? We'll just have to wait and see. Let me know what you guys think. Are you completely stunned that Jack fell off the wagon while trying to help Nikki? And is Diane right to be enraged and want Nikki out of his life for good? Tell me what you think. Subscribe if you haven't. Definitely come back soon. We are here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.